I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Authorities have ordered the evacuation of an entire city in southern Pakistan. That city is called Tata, and it's home to some 300,000 people. It's the latest place in Pakistan under threat from rising floodwaters. The United Nations says that just in the last 2 days, at least another million Pakistanis have been displaced by flooding. U.S. military helicopters are taking part in relief efforts. Lieutenant Colonel Joe Allegretti serves on one of those choppers, delivering aid to the victims of the flood.
We're here at the request of the Pakistani government, working side by side with the Pakistani military, basically providing a heavy and medium lift helicopter capability to get access into some very difficult terrain and provide some help to some people who need it badly.
Lieutenant Colonel Joe Allegretti there speaking with the BBC's Jill McGivering. She's been touring flood-affected areas of Pakistan with the U.S. military.
Well, today I've been flying with them up into the northwest of the country, so it's quite close to the border with Afghanistan and the area of Swat, where you may remember there was quite a big military offensive against the Taliban just last year. They've pretty much secured that area now, so the people we were speaking to were saying, look, the Taliban have gone, security isn't a problem. But they have a whole different set of problems. It's a totally different landscape from the flat part of Sindh. Up in the northwest, they sometimes call it Pakistan's Switzerland, and you can see why. It's these steep mountains, very beautiful, covered in trees, and then narrow gorges. And now there, the floodwaters have receded as they've passed through the country. They've left that area, but you can see the damage left behind. So what the US is doing, which is a lifeline for them, is bringing in regular, going back and forth, doing regular sorties, landing by helicopter in these areas, and giving them food. So when I was with them today, they were back and forth three or four times in the course of the day, and each time they brought sacks of flour, boxes of fortified biscuits, cooking oil and so on, much of it coming from the World Food Programme. But if the US didn't have its helicopters in use, you just couldn't get it there any other way.
How safe is it to be in a US helicopter in that region of Pakistan?
Obviously hard to tell, but the ground is secured by the Pakistan military. So once we stayed for a little while the helicopter was going back and forward to try and talk to local people, and the military was a little bit jumpy. They were saying, you know, please don't go away from this immediate area around the helicopter landing site. We don't want you going down into the town to talk to people. So clearly they are conscious that it's not a totally secure environment. And there have been reports in the last few months about Taliban extremists starting to come back to this area. And basically, although they were flushed out initially in the big offensive last year, it's not an entirely secured area.
We've also been hearing about Taliban threatening aid workers this week.
Yes, that's caused a lot of concern here. Again, a lot of the aid agencies that work in Pakistan are aware of the threat because it is a very hostile environment, and some of these extremist groups, particularly the one that was associated with that threat, which came through Washington, Tehrik-i-Taliban, which is one of the most radical and most violent groups, they have targeted foreigners of all sorts in the past. And they also said quite early on in the flood crisis that they didn't want Westerners coming to the country and they didn't want Pakistan to accept international aid. Now, the people on the ground who are getting the aid are very grateful for it and say absolutely they need it, and generally tend to complain that the government they feel isn't doing a terribly good job, and they're delighted that the international community is trying to fill some of the gaps. So I don't think that thought would get very much support in the country, but clearly there are radical elements who are opposed to foreigners being here, and the mere fact that that threat has been made makes life even more difficult for the foreigners working here. It is difficult enough. You know, they've got logistical problems, they've got flood water, they've got stranded communities. They're now having to review security and think, do we have to step up our security? Do we have to take more stringent security measures?
The BBC's Jill McGivering in Islamabad. Thank you so much, Jill.
Thank you.